few years ago that I had a meal off during a period, which is a rare occurrence, and I had supper off. It must have been a cold cup meal. And so I went upstairs, and Brother Edwin was there that period, and so there were many seats left. The seats that were open were at the head table, which is a strange phenomenon, but that's usually the case. So I said, well, I'm going to sit down next to Brother Edwin. And I started to create some conversation, and it was that morning, there was an announcement that one of the brethren at the fellowship had been mugged. So I leaned over to him and I said, no, how's the person who, he didn't mention the name in service, and I said, you know, how's the person doing that was mugged near the church? And knew them. He looked at me and said, military business, or military secret, I'm sorry, he said, military secret. And he went back down to his food and I said, I'm never sitting at this table again. So he must have seen me go white or pale or something. A few seconds later, he leaned over and says, I can't tell you, his sister's right behind you. That's classic, Brother Edwin. Firm and tough on the exterior, very sensitive. It was by God's intervention about 11 years ago, I met Brother Edwin and Brother Eddie for the first time. We crossed paths, my mother and I, from traveling to Riga, Latvia, my mother's homeland. And Brother Eddie, Brother Edwin, Matthew, and Jeff were flying back from Germany. And we happened to be waiting for our planes in the same Lufthansa terminal in Munich. My mother recognized Brother Eddie first. She said, I think that's Eddie Waffle. And I said, well, I wouldn't know him. And she went over and she introduced herself to Brother Eddie, and then she realized Brother Edwin was sitting there. We had maybe 10, 15 minutes, if I recall, and we went our separate ways. And it was the beginning of a conversation between my mother and I, because despite the fact that I've been coming to camp since I was in diapers, there had been a good 12, 13 year stretch where I had not been to camp. And it was something that we would just happen to bump into each other in all places, crossing paths in a Munich terminal. And that conversation for a year between my mother and I was, I need to go back to the Lord.
Yeah. Praise God.
And it was, the following summer, I came back. The whole year I said to my mother, I said, we have to go back to camp. And we did. We came back the following August. But I was here again the week that we happened to choose. And I'd been here, we had been here about 4 or 5 days. And I wasn't breaking through this. I had been mired in a difficult situation for about 4 years, and very hard. But the last night, Brother Edwin gave a sermon on forgiveness, and I gave my heart to the Lord that night.
Sweet.
In 96. And so I'm grateful for his ministry and his dedication. I know he came at great personal sacrifice. Because one of the stories that has come to my mind, he told us not too long ago, and didn't often share deeper feelings like this, and I understand why. And when his mother was sick and dying, he was in, the story I may be corrected, he was in South Africa. And he had very much wanted to return home. His mother said, no, you have responsibility there and
Amen.
The ministry there. And he stayed.
Yeah.
And he wasn't able to return home.
Yes, I remember that.
And to see a man near 90 years old tell that story with tears running down his cheeks, you know, there was such a soft man inside. And so, I had two choices this weekend. I had been here last weekend, which was a tremendous blessing. The meetings were indescribable. But yesterday was my high school reunion. All summer long, the invitations kept flowing in, and I kept going back and forth. Well, I haven't seen these people in a long time, and maybe that was a different season of my life, and I really want to be there Labor Day. And I said, I wonder if I'm going to struggle with this and be distracted on Labor Day. And finally made the decision to commit to camp and forego the reunion. And last weekend and this weekend confirmed my choice. There was no place that I'd rather be.
Hallelujah.
And it brings to fruition this verse of the psalm that I testified on previously this summer. And so I leave this with you. Psalm 133. Behold, and how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments. It is like the dew of Hermon, descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life evermore.
Praise the Lord.
Love of God, how rich and pure.